immediately smelt all the dishes that were cooking on every hearth in the city. This, you see, was something quite different from the rose. Now the princess happened to walk that way, and when she heard the tune, she stood quite still and seemed pleased, for she could play Lieber Augustin. It was the only piece she knew, and she played it with one finger.
"Why, there is my piece," said the princess.
"That swineherd must certainly have been well educated. Go in and ask him the price of the instrument." So one of the court ladies must run in. However, she drew on wooden slippers first.
"What will you take for the kitchen pot?" said the lady.
"I will have 10 kisses from the princess," said the swineherd.
"Yes, indeed," said the lady.
"I cannot sell it for less," rejoined the swineherd.
"He is an impudent fellow," said the princess, and she walked on. But when she had gone a little way, the bells tinkled so prettily. "Ach, du lieber Augustin, alles ist weg, weg, weg."
"Stay," said the princess. "Ask him if he will have 10 kisses from the ladies of my court."
"No, thank you," said the swineherd. 10 kisses from the princess, or I keep the kitchen pot myself."
"That must not be either," said the princess. "But do you all stand before me that no one may see us?" And the court ladies placed themselves in front of her and spread out their dresses. The swineherd got 10 kisses, and the princess the kitchen pot. That